So let me tell you just a few amazing stories about the power of true Bikur Cholim. So Rav Aryeh Levin, known as the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, used to go visit sick people in many different hospitals, like in Shari Tzedek in Israel. And there was one particular woman, her name was Rivka, who was a big Balat Chesed, and she actually was a widow, and she was very, very sick. And Rav Aryeh used to come and visit her. And Rav Aryeh was found after visiting Rivka to be going to the side of the hall and literally screaming and crying like a baby for more than a half hour, screaming at Hashem, saying, "Hashem, you write in your Torah that you will take care of the widows. This Rivka, she's a widow. She has orphans at home and she needs to take care of them. You have to protect her. Please, Hashem, protect her." And he would go on and on and on, right, for a very long time. And indeed, Rebbetzin Rivka did get better after all this praying. So you see this thing about going and crying from the depth of your heart is not just Baba Meisa, there were real tzaddikim like Rav Aryeh Levin who would actually do this. There's other stories about Rabbi Aryeh Levin where he was known to be able to heal people who were mentally ill. And Rabbi Halperin, not Rabbi, Dr. Halperin, who worked at Hadassah, came and asked Rav Aryeh, "Are you like a miracle worker? What's your secret? How do you heal these mentally ill people?" And Rav Aryeh said, "No, I simply take their hands, I hold them, I cry for them, I care about them, I just empathize with them." And that empathy, I guess it has some healing powers. So he was mamish able to heal people in incredibly miraculous ways just through the power of empathy and love and true sincere care for others. It's easy to say, it's hard to actually do. No tricks, just you know, sincere love. And one last story. So I forgot the name, but okay. Oh, I'll read that story in a moment. I just shared this one last one. So there was a man who was in the hospital, and he had to undergo an ear operation. He was going to lose his hearing, and it was very, very scared. And the doctors had tried everything. There was no choice. They had to do this operation to save his life. And he had some free time, and he went around the hospital thanking Hashem, "I don't have this disease, I don't have that disease, I have eyes, I have a nose." And he did this verbalizing his gratitude to Hashem. And by the time he got back to his, you know, bed, he was in a much better mood. The doctors came and examined him, and he was healed. Miraculously, he got his healing back. So the lesson is that next time we're in a hospital, we can use that opportunity to thank Hashem that, he, you know, our organs are working and that everything is okay.